A $8.5 million housing fund, a $1.1 million median price, and a federal bill in limbo. Three simultaneous layers of housing policy are in motion this week, state, local, and federal, and they are neither coordinated with each other nor pointing uniformly in the same direction. The San Diego Housing Commission began operational deployment this week of the $8.5 million Affordable Housing Preservation Fund, created by unanimous City Council vote on June 29th. The fund authorizes the Commission to acquire at-risk rental units, specifically those in danger of losing their affordability status, before covenants expire. The scale of the challenge the fund is meant to address is substantial. A 2020 SDHC study found more than 13,000 affordable units in the city could lose their affordability status by 2040. Against that backdrop, $8.5 million is a limited instrument. In a market where the median sold price for a detached San Diego home hit an all-time high of $1.1 million in June, the Housing Commission competes against private buyers. Depending on condition and location, $8.5 million might protect a single mid-size apartment building, potentially 30 to 50 units, not the hundreds the 2040 cliff implies are needed. On the SB 79 front, real estate analysts note the law's July 1st effective date has opened an immediate pre-entitlement window near trolley corridors. Developers are beginning preliminary work on parcels in Mission Valley, College Area, and Mid-City, now eligible for up to 9 stories. Planning attorneys are advising clients about the same July 31st deadline facing city planners. If the city defaults to state maximums, developers gain more regulatory certainty and reduced local discretionary review, but community opposition processes are similarly curtailed. For investors underwriting projects today, the next 3 weeks carry direct implications for entitlement risk. At the federal level, the bipartisan 21st Century Road to Housing Act, which passed both chambers of Congress, sits on President Trump's desk unsigned. Speaker Johnson sent the bill to the White House Monday, opening a 10-day signing window. Trump has publicly stated he will not sign it unless Congress also passes a voter eligibility bill that currently lacks Senate votes. The legal mechanics are consequential. If the president does not sign within 10 days and Congress remains in session, the bill becomes law automatically. If Congress adjourns during that window, the bill dies in a pocket veto. Local housing advocates are watching closely, given San Diego's chronic undersupply.